And we're now going to move into a meditation, and that will be followed by a channel from Kryon. And let's use this brief pause in our day, this moment where we can stop. Let's use this moment to have self-compassion for our own journey. And the compassion is generated from inside you. Your heart has such a capacity for love, gratitude, compassion. And I invite you to place your hands on your heart. Feel that connection within yourself. And use this time to slow your breathing so that you are breathing in slowly through your nose and out through your mouth. And allow deep breaths, slowly in and slowly out. And shift your focus to your heart center, where you are now connecting with your own hands. Feel the love and gratitude for being in the right place at the right time, connecting with your own compassionate, loving heart. And as we focus on our heart, perhaps there is a message that your heart is wanting to send to you. And in this space of slow breathing, in this quietness, allow yourself to feel, sense, or perceive what that message from your heart is communicating to you. Just allow communication to flow. Feel the gratitude and love that your heart is sending to you. Feel the joy and excitement your heart has that you are beginning this dialogue. It is so happy to hear from you. It has been so happy to communicate these beautiful, loving messages to you. And it asks you to please communicate again and again in the future. With a few more breaths, enjoy this quiet stillness, this beautiful connection with your beautiful, loving heart. And you may now gently release your hands, put them onto your lap or wherever else is comfortable. And we now invite the loving messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I would like to speak just briefly, but in a way I never have before, about something you're going to hear more and more about. It's called the field. The field has been defined many times because it's starting to be seen and measured. Is it possible that there could be some kind of field of energy around all of you that is the field of consciousness? But it's so big and contains so much more than you that it might be the consciousness of all of those in the planet collectively, so that you might sense something that is coming. Now we have movies about it, documentaries about it, measurements of it. And there would be those who say, well, I can sense it in the field. And they'd be right. We now know on this planet, you now know on this planet, together, there is a consensus that consciousness has to be energy. It is not some fleeting thing that simply psychologists speak of. Measured, it is. And so if consciousness is energy, then you have to apply the rules of energy to consciousness. It is possible that consciousness then radiates a field of consciousness. And with the billions of humans on the planet, that field may be all around you. For those who are intuitive, they may sense things in the field. I've said this many, many times. I predicted some time ago that you would get a new pope, and you did within 13 months. And the current one did not have to die for that. So it was truly an anomaly. But dear ones, this was done so you could see the example that we have given. It was not a prediction. It was not something that was out of the blue, some say, because that was in the field. You see, the current pope was already in trouble. In trouble, perhaps, in a way that he knew he must resign. And so he did. But that was known in the consciousness field at the time I gave it to you. And 13 months later, it manifested with a new pope. You see, what I'm telling you is I gave you an example of things that are not predictions necessarily, but reading that which is going on in the field. There's a lot going on in the field at the moment, and many are starting to pick up things, good things. The field also gives very, very positive things, because those who are thinking that there are wonderful things about to happen or inventions starting to manifest themselves, that's also in the field, as well as things that might be crumbling or changing. That's in the field. But here's what I want to tell you. The field is a multidimensionality of consciousness. Consciousness, although energy, is also multidimensional. It has to be. What I want to tell you is that because consciousness is not linear, you cannot read it in a linear fashion. You simply cannot. Therefore, you read it like a dream would be read. Perhaps you have a very profound dream. You think you know what it means, but it's nonsensical. Many of you have these kinds of dreams. So you'll go to a dream specialist who will then sit with you and say, well, that is a beautiful dream, and you're really coming into your own and dismissing this and that because this happened in your dream, and this meant this, and this meant this. And you come away and you go, wow, isn't my consciousness beautiful the way it gives me this information? And you'd be right. That's your own consciousness talking to you in metaphors. So if you are dreaming certain kinds of things and you go to a specialist and they reveal what your consciousness is giving you, that is an example of what I'm going to give you in the field. The field does not give linear issues in a linear fashion. It gives them in a multidimensional fashion, and that means quite often, everything that is sensed in the field is metaphoric. It means something else. Did you get that? Readers and psychics have always read the field. This is how they get their information. A reader or a psychic who sits across from you is reading your field. They don't have a magic crystal ball, as some would think. The field is the energy that you're generating with your consciousness and your subconscious, and it all is there. So when it's time to read the field, there are so many errors that occur. Errors in not understanding that the field speaks in metaphors, period. Very, very, very seldom does it give you a linear event that's coming. I want to give you two examples, and you're going to understand them. For many, many years, there have been many belief systems on this planet that have been reading the field. And what they've been reading is the potential of the shift. All of the indigenous on this planet, all of them had some kind of inkling about that which is cyclical with the planet. Cyclical with the planet. It happens in cycles, and part of the cycles come from that which is the wobble of the earth, the position of the stars. The indigenous saw that. The prophecies of 2012, the precession of the equinox, was seen clearly by many, many indigenous in their cycles. And how they interpret it was very interesting. All the way to your modern religions, they interpreted it because it was in the field. And what they told you was this: that the masters of old, some specific, some not, would be coming back to this earth. Some very linear things giving you about the turn of that into to the year 2000 and beyond, and that trumpet would sound and people would disappear and they would come and there would be peace on earth and a different consciousness would reign. That didn't happen, dear ones. You sit 21 years later from when it was seen, it didn't happen. But what is happening is a new normal, a change of consciousness, a kindness, a compassion, a cleanup. All of the things that they talked about in a linear fashion are happening differently. Do you see that? They were right. Oh, you say, but they weren't right because that master didn't return. Oh, really? What if that also was a metaphor? What if we have the masters of the planet entering the field of the consciousness, all of that? What if they're back, but they didn't come in robes and linears and blowing trumpets? Do you see what I'm saying? I'll give you number two. For years, there have been predictions of a complete and total utter failure of your stock market in America. They say these are systemic issues. They're going to fall. You cannot change it enough because it's systemic. The very system is broken. Therefore, I'm going to write this book and that book, and I'm an expert of stock markets, and it's going to crash and all of these things. And I'll tell you, it's way past its expiration point. It didn't happen. But what did was COVID, which stopped the planet. It stopped transactions. It changed the way people buy and sell at a systemic level. It changed the stock market. It changed banking. In other words, what if everything they saw in a linear fashion as a complete collapse was simply what you are going through right now? And they couldn't interpret it any other way than a collapse. And instead, you get a recalibration as the world stops and recalibrates and starts again. That's what it looked like to them. I am telling you this for a reason, because you're going to hear all manner of predictions. And some of them are continuing with doom and gloom. Since my partner was born, he has had doom and gloom predictions, and none of them occurred because they were misread. This is a channel that says that things are not always as they seem. Things in the field that some of you are sensing may not be exactly what's going to happen. It starts to explain why some prophecies simply fall on their face. They don't happen in the manner that they are given to you in a linear fashion. But when you look around, you see the results as though they did. You see what I'm saying? Your future is different from anyone's vision. It's grander. It's beautiful. And the field is going to start to give you information about what's coming, metaphorically. Beautiful, dear ones, it is. Be wise in these things when people tell you things that they're sensing or predicting. Be understanding of this message in this channel. More than you think, different, and perhaps even a little more benevolent than you think it could be. And so it is.